Sunny 101.9 with the KQS as we bring you Mark and Walt live from the Huron Mountain Bakery here in South Marquette. They're celebrating their 15th anniversary, and that special continues here this hour. It's a dollar off any espresso drink, so Lisa will be peeling Walt off the ceiling in about 10 minutes or so. Lisa Coombs-Drew jumps in here. It is a Why Wednesday, whether we're at home or on the road here. Thanks for coming down this morning.
Well, thanks for having me here. I saw Walt warming up there a little bit, so I'm sure he's on a roll this morning already.
Oh, the coffee's good. Believe me, it's working. It's doing
the only problem for Lisa is she can't hear the music.
But yeah. I know. I said that. It's like I missed that background.
But you've got us.
Walking. Oh, I know.
But you've got us.
I feel so special.
Anyway, Why Wednesday, we do this a couple times a month here. Just got to get an update of what's going on here. So I guess, Lisa, that's the obvious question. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. It is great to, you know, move into fall. And our pajama party, the Pajink party, is this Saturday evening. We're supporting the pink experience. That's why it's called the Pajink.
It's the clever infusions of, you know, the word
pink. Exactly.
I figured that out. Thank you.
But you were confused momentarily.
I was just a little shocked.
Yeah.
So what is the Pajink?
The Pajink is a pajama party for ladies at the Landmark Inn. It's on Saturday night. We have about 9 rooms open yet, so we welcome, I think we have over 112 women right now signed up for that evening, so we're excited about that, and they can call the Y if they want to get signed up and get involved.
So they just got to get, you know, get the group of ladies together, you know, a few for the room, and have a ball.
Have a ball, and they get pampered during the day. We've got a lot of different merchants and area vendors there providing services,
you know,
some free of charge and some for charge.
That's the kind of thing where Mark gets disappointed because he'd like to be in on that too. You know, he likes a good manicure.
Sure, make me the creepy guy that's hanging around the thing. That's a good call, Walt. Thanks.
But it all goes to help out with the overall effort.
And part of the event, we're contributing $500 to the effort that Northern Michigan University, VAST, and the MGH Foundation are putting on this weekend. I saw your pink bracelet. That's great.
One step above. I think we've got a
nice job.
Oh, that's right. October's over, so it's gone. Anyway, but I'm holding on to mine until at least the weekend is done. But again, that shows the partnerships right there with the Y, and exactly the fact that you are, as we talked with John here at the Huron Mountain, you're a community-based organization, and if you can jump in and do something, anything to help out, you're going to at least find a way.
That's it. And those organizations certainly support the Y, and we appreciate that. This was Michelle Butler's and Betsy Robar's brainchild a few years ago, and it's been around for quite a while, and the women just have a great time.
So, beyond that, I'm sure there's a few other things that are kicking around here that are getting underway as the seasons are shifting.
Well, Baby Boomers Expo is on Monday, the November 7th, and we've hosted that. This is our third year with the Community Foundation and the Alzheimer's Association of the UP. We get together and we invite seniors, anyone, I mean, even 50 and over. We got lots of folks that come. It's a whole day of activities and lunches provided by Coco's.
It's a free event. Did you notice that she looked at you and I when she said 50 and over?
Yeah,
not quite yet.
No, that's right.
We're working on it. But
I am. So
we're building that foundation, but we're not there yet. But it goes again. We've talked about this with you and with your staff at length here. I mean, there really is something. It doesn't matter what the age group is. There's something for everybody here at the Y.
There is. And this event has turned into a huge, we have over 150 folks show up. And there's fitness activities. There's fibromyalgia workshop. We're going to talk about that. There's water aerobics, personal training. Susan Weideman is the speaker for the lunch on Monday. You just need to call the Y, get registered, because we need a head count for lunch, and we're excited about this event.
Well, this and everything else, you need to call, and what number do they call?
227-9622.
Or 227-YMCA.